a timeout here in the fourth quarter. Centauri is leading the game 45-41. Coach Reynolds just had that timeout. I'm sure he said something up here full court. It'll be the Bruins ball underneath the basket. 2 minutes, 50 seconds on the clock. Looks like Centauri is going to come out into a man, full court man. Bruins have it in the Gordon. Megan lets things clear out. Picked up by Brennan at half court. She dribbles into the right wing. Tries to make a drive to the middle. It is tipped out by Brenly. Bruins have the ball. On a quick timeout by Russell Coleman. 30-second timeout here for the Bruins. Both teams, I mean, this is just a 30-second timeout. This is just something to set up for one time down the court. Centauri's came out in that very tight man-to-man defense. I think that's going to bother the Bruins a little bit. They really don't have a true point guard. Megan Gassendo does most of the ball handling, but Brenna has kind of shut her down tonight. Teams come back out on the floor. Again, it is 45-41. 2:36 on the clock. It's Bruins out underneath the basket in the corner. Centauri stays in the man defense. McKay looks for the ball way out top in the half court to Sophie Andrews. It's tipped by Ashton. No, Sophie gets it back. Elizabeth takes a drive to the basket, stops at the left block. Megan goes out the top, drives to the middle, puts it up a shot, and good. 45-43. Centauri brings the ball in. Brennan has the ball coming down the court one-on-one. Goes to the left wing, gets picked by Ashton. Comes back out to the top of the key. Goes to the right ring to Mia, back to the top to Brennan. Left wing to Brenly. Brenly looks inside to Ashton. Comes back out, top of the key to Brennan. Goes to the right wing to Brennan. Brennan dribbles out, top of the key, resets the offense. Bruins stay in the man defense, 1:50 on the clock. Goes to right ring to Mia. Mia dribbles into the left block, puts in a left-hand shot. Goes off to the rim, gets her own rebound, brings it out to the right corner. Comes out to the top to Ashton. Ashton drives to the middle. Puts up the right-hand layup. Misses the shot, but gets the foul. Foul is on number 10, Michaela Keimer. That's two fouls on Michaela. Ashton puts up the first free throw, and it is good. Like to see the Centauri forcing the action in the middle. Those free throws are going to be important as it comes down to the end of the game. Ashton puts up the second free throw, and it is good also. Coach Reynolds takes a 30-second timeout. Centauri's free throws in the first three quarters were kind of scarce. I believe they have one in the first three, but now they hit their last six. So again, if Centauri would just attack that middle, get to that free throw line, then that's all important, scoring points without the clock going. First horn for the buzzer. It is 47-43, Centauri. Bruins are going to have the ball out underneath the basket. Centauri drops back to half court. Centauri's going to match up. Looks like they're, as they hit to half court, it's going to be a man defense for them. Bruins bring it in. Sophie Andrews comes down the middle of the court, picked up by Ashton. Mia has a tip. Mia's going to the basket. Mia's got a right-handed layup. It is up and good. 49-43. Bruins come down the court. Megan's come down the middle of the court, picked up by Brenner. Brenner stops it at the top line. Goes to the top of the key to Sophie. Sophie goes to the left wing to Elizabeth. Off to Michaela. Michaela drives the middle. Up and it's off. Aubrey comes down the rebound. Quick outlet to Brenna. Brenna comes to the middle. She pulls it out. Goes to right wing to Brenly. Brenly dribbles to the elbow. Kicks it out to the top to Mia. Mia brings it back out. Going to the line. 52 on the clock. And we have a foul. Foul will be on Elizabeth Gilmore. That puts the Centauri Falcons in bonus. Mia's going to shoot a 1-1. Ball is up for the first one. It's off left side. Comes down to the Bruins. Banger goes to the left side. Long pass to Michaela to the corner. She drives the middle. It's up. It's off. Ball is batted around. Bruins come down with the rebound. Michaela on the right side shoots up a three. No, that's off. We got to fight for the rebound, and we come down with the tie-up again between Cammy for the Bruins and Aubrey for the Centauri. McKenna Bagwell is now in for Aubrey Rabal. Centauri has a ball out. Ashton's going to bring it in. Bruins in that tough man-to-man defense. Left side to Brenda, middle to Brenly. Ashton brings the ball across to the left side. Sophie reaches in, and we're going to get another one-on-one foul. Oh, that is 10 fouls. So we are going to shoot two on this. Yep, referee confers with the table. Ashton's going to get two free throws here. 49-43. First shot is up and hard off the back of the rim. 32.4 on the clock. Ashton has the ball for the second rebound. Aubrey Rawl comes to the table. She was there before the shot went up, so Aubrey goes in, which is a stoppage of the play. Good strategy by Coach Reynolds, who makes the Bruins stop the ball, and Centauri can get set. Centauri brings the defense up into tough man. Bruins have it in the corner. Brenda goes to steal, and she misses. Megan's come down the court, left side. She puts up a left-hand layup, is off. Mia comes down with the rebound. Mia brings it down. And Megan sticks her hand in to get that foul and stops the clock. 50-43, Centauri lead. 22.9 on the clock. Mia is stepping to the free line for two shots because we're in double bonus. First shot for Mia is up and is good. Danae Johnson's is in the game for Ashton Haslett. Again, 22.9 on the clock. Second shot is up, and it goes off left side. Bruins come down with the rebound. Come down the middle of the court. Goes to the left side to Michaela. Michaela drives the middle. She goes all the way up for a right-handed layup, and is good. And a quick timeout by Coach Coleman and the Bruins. We got 12.5 on the clock. That is a full timeout. Team's over. We got 51-45 for a score. Less than a minute on the clock. Good.
22.
Oh, 22 seconds left on the clock. Both coaches are talking strategy. It'll be Centauri's ball out underneath the basket. Centauri does have that 6-point lead. They need to take some time off because I'm sure the Bruins are going to look for a quick foul to stop it. Centauri needs to have that strong hands and take care of the ball. That's one thing, that's one maybe the minus on Centauri tonight is those turnovers. So if they just plant their feet, have strong arms, they can get the ball in. Both teams come out. We're ready for the play. Bruins come out in a full court man defense. Mia has the ball underneath the basket. Brenna and Alyssa Bagwell are up in the front. We got McKenna and Brindley in the back. Ball is into McKenna. Mia takes it to the left side. Goes to the corner, and we got a reach. It's going to be Sophie Anders with the foul, but that brings Mia Garcia to the free throw line again. 7.6 on the clock. Mia has the ball for her first free throw. It's up and it's good. Coming in the game for Centauri, we got Aubrey Rabal, Ashton Haslett, and Danae Johnson. We have Brenna McDaniel on the court, and Mia puts up the second free throw, rings the basket, and is out. Bree comes down the court. Centauri doesn't want a foul here. Megan comes down the court. She goes all the way to the basket, puts up a shot. It's hard out.